Team Rope, Breakaway, Goat Tie, I run barrels and pole bend.
I assume you've won some of these events over the years.
Yeah, I've done all right. You know, there's always room for improvement, though.
What does done all right mean?
I've got a few buckles, you know. I never won a state title. You know, things never have gone my way at state. But I'm happy with what I've done.
Why do you like rodeo so much?
It's been in our family for such a long time. And, you know, it's not like basketball or anything. If you do really good, you can still lose. You know, if you try your hardest and you practice up and done all you can do, it normally pays off for you.
Have you ever gotten hurt? It can be a little dangerous, can't it?
Oh, yeah, I've had my tumbles before. Quite a few.
Any broken bones or how serious?
You know, in the barrel racing, I've had my horse flip over on me coming home. Goat tying, you're getting off a moving horse, you know, you'll fall and hurt yourself that way. But I've only had a few concussions. I've never broke any bones yet.
Only a few. You're off to college at Western in Dillon, and you hope to be on the team there or are on the team?
You know, I've signed my letter of intent, so I will rodeo. But you still have to, for a team, you still have to be the better one in the school to get points for your school, but you can still go in college rodeo.
Rodeo is one of those sports where tobacco is fairly present, isn't it? And I assume probably mostly chewing tobacco. Am I right about that, or set me straight?
Yeah, you're very right. The tobacco companies used to support the college rodeo, and they'd give us tons of money. So it's always been there, either giving them money or, you know, kids just using it.
And it just goes back to the tradition of the sport, doesn't it, in some ways?
Yeah, kind of.
What about you? Have you ever used tobacco or been tempted?
You know, I've never chose to use it. You know, you're always around it, but it's never been something I've ever wanted to do.
And why not, do you think?
Well, I've never found it nice, or I've never just wanted to do it. It's always kind of been disgusting to me. But another huge mindset is just my family members that have used it and other people that have been in my life, that it never works out for them in the long run.
You lost a grandfather, didn't you, to lung cancer?
Yeah, I lost a grandfather and an old guy that used to work for us for several years. His name is also Charlie, and he was pretty close to the family, and he died of cancer, too.
And were they both smokers or chewers?
Oh, smokers.
What got you into tobacco prevention as an activist, which I think is fair to say you are now?
I'd have to say it started out the end of my eighth grade year when I was just asked to go to the REACT meeting. You know,
And explain what REACT is.
It's just a high school club that it just REACT against corporate tobacco. You know, we've always helped out with Red Ribbon Week. We try to get little kids into it and everything.
You got involved because you think it's, quote, disgusting, and also because you've lost people you care about to tobacco use. And now you're in a TV ad. Tell me how you got involved with that.
I was lucky enough to know Mary Owens. She's kind of the head REACT person, along with Chrissy Hansen, in high school rodeo. And she runs the whole REACT thing up on the High Line. I've always talked to her and helped her out and everything, so I guess I got lucky and she called me.
And the ads are running statewide. They're public service announcements. And in the ad that you're in, you talk about your grandfather, and you're quite emotional in the ad. I think it's a very moving ad, and also shows you, of course, with your horse and in doing some rodeo stuff. So very effective ad, don't you think?
You know, I would say so. I hate crying, and for me to cry on that was pretty rough.
Brave of you to do that. What's been the reaction? The ads have been on a little bit. What's been the reaction you're getting from your peers and maybe from people you don't even know?
Oh, you know, I'll be, Shoto sort of got the small town feeling to it. So I'll be walking down and the people that you know, people in the community that you don't know, you know, they come up to me and they say good job and they really liked it. And actually, the reaction I've gotten from my peers is different than I thought. You know, I thought I'd get teased because nobody ever sees me cry. But they actually like it too. So I've been pretty surprised.
Are you seeing a change among your peers about tobacco use, Charlie? There are a lot of efforts now to get young people to stop using tobacco. Do you think they're paying off? Are you seeing a change?
You know, I have seen a change since I first started out high school rodeoing. You know, in high school, there's not much of a difference. But throughout the rodeo scene, I've seen a good change, I should say.
And people don't realize, and I'm sure you do, rodeo is an athletic sport. You have to be in good shape to be a good rodeo participant, don't you?
Yeah, you do. It's just like any other sport. If you get hurt, it's been proven if you chew that if you get a cut, it takes longer. So if you get seriously injured, it's going to take a lot longer to heal up.
Just one of many facts, right, about the downside of tobacco use. Charlie, are you off to rodeo again soon? What's your summer looking like?
You know, I'll actually do a youth rodeo in Shoto this next weekend, and then after that, there's another rodeo in Helena, and I've been hitting some NRA rodeos a little bit. Not as hard as I would like to, because I'm kind of busy haying.
I think I interrupted your haying today. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all right. Anything I can do to get out of that tractor sometimes is pretty nice.
Well, happy to help. Well, I have been speaking with Charlie Yeager. Charlie is an 18-year-old member of a ranch family living outside of Shoto, and she's starring in some new public service announcements airing statewide on television put together by the State Health Department and by the Montana Tobacco Prevention Program, urging young people like herself to not use tobacco. And Charlie, congratulations on the ad. I think you do a wonderful job in it, and it's a great cause. And so congratulations on that as well.
Thank you.